Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today, I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Volvo. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Friday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Game day eve in Lincoln, Nebraska. First early game since Houston Christian tomorrow,
okay.
11 a.m.
Game day eve doesn't feel the same as Ruhlman's Eve.
It doesn't.
Just doesn't feel, that doesn't feel the same.
It doesn't. Not with 11 a.m. kick.
Not 11, no. No, it doesn't.
I'm not pushing back on that.
Push back on the eve part right there. Like that was
Ruhlman's Eve.
It is Ruhlman's Eve. Technically an eve,
really,
it's just not the same.
Thanksgiving Eve,
that's
Christmas
your, that's
Eve.
Your favorite Eve.
Thanksgiving Eve's my favorite day of the year. That's coming
your
up.
Favorite day of the year.
Favorite day of the year.
He does. Yeah, he's consistent. Well, Groundhog Day also is tops on your high on your list, though, Bill.
When was that?
That's February 2nd every single year.
Every year.
It's never changed.
And this year, Thanksgiving is on a Thursday.
Okay.
Yes.
Like it has
Noted.
Been. Like it has been for your entire
Noted.
Life and all of our entire
Noted.
Lives.
I had a, I remember one time, dead serious, it wasn't made up either. This friend of mine, it was, and she said like that Easter always falls on a Sunday. And
it should.
And it changes dates every year. It's not the same day, but it's the same day of the week.
Yeah.
Get your Ropak shirt on today.
Yes.
No, I was in a huge rush. I just grabbed the first thing I saw.
Did you just tell me you had some breaking news, Sip, at all?
Yeah,
or
no? Play the sound. It's pretty big.
He told
big.
Me walking in he had breaking news. Okay. So let's see what this is all about.
This about Greg?
No.
It might as well be.
It is significant. It's not joking around.
All right, Sip. You teased breaking news. There's the sounder. What do you got for
you
us?
You guys can help me with this. The coffee price at McDonald's went up significantly. So I ordered the coffee, normal thing. And I said, large black coffee, 5 Splenda.
What's the usual cost?
She said, the lady at the you know, that takes the orders, said, unfortunately, it's $2.18.
Whoa.
And I said, okay, it didn't fully hit me. Then I pulled up and I said, so what's the deal? Did the coffee prices go up? And she just said, yes. So it went from $1.52 to $2.18.
That's a big leap.
50 cent?
Yeah, $1.50.
No,
yeah.
That's more than that.
What was it?
152, whatever.
Well,
You're fine. I know it's jolting
it's almost
to you even.
Cents.
152 to 218. Coffee price at McDonald's jumped for the first time in, I don't know how long. I'd say 8 years, 7 years. I mean, it was 109 for a long, long time, and then it went to 152, now 218. Yeah.
Are you sticking to the first question?
Why are you looking at me like that?
What?
he's looking at your nice shirt that
Look
you
at
have.
Your shirt that you have completely
I am
unbuttoned.
Sure.
Yeah,
that's the issue.
That's the issue. Yeah, it was unbuttoned all the way. It was like,
I just threw it.
You went club mode on the board.
Three-quarter zip is what you went.
Yeah.
Unzipped down to your navel.
So there's got to be some financial decisions.
Yes, apparently so. Are you staying with it then? Will you absorb the cost?
I haven't fully decided. I mean,
because right now I get my coffee every day for free.
Oh,
right here.
Right here.
But don't you drink other coffee?
No.
I will always have coffee for you here for free in the morning, like Bill has.
Yes. It's not really a budgetary thing. It just works out great. Jake has a system. And everything also changed when I stole Jake's warmer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Because Jake kind of went to the Yeti kind of
concept. I haven't used that thing in years. You're good.
You have a warmer.
When I went to this, yes, because before what I would do is I always go back in between and warm my coffee back
every
up.
Break.
And now I have this. It's not perfect, but this is what I'm going with, and I'm very happy with
Looks
it.
Looks good.
It's a set, it also brings the aroma.
Yeah, oh, we need the aroma here.
The aroma is
very important.
It's like we're in a coffee shop right now.
Yes, because we are
in a coffee shop right now.
So that that's
not open.
Just know if you need to consider changes to your coffee, I'm glad to oblige with the coffee we have back there.
218.
Partake.
Could you imagine if what's a stamp cost right now? It's pretty pricey. What is it?
It's gone
in the 50s right now.
No, I think it's bigger than that.
Cost
of a U.S. stamp.
You can always just go to Google.
I'm doing it right now. Stamps are 78 cents right 78. Now. 78.
What were they when we were
78
kids?
With that?
Like 10.
11 cents.
11 cents. Can you imagine all of a sudden, though, if the stamp went to $1.15 tomorrow?
That'd cause problems.
That would cause a lot of issues.
It'd cause a lot of issues.
Everything would be email for that.
I was taken by the girl that said, unfortunately, it's 218. So she editorialized it a little bit. So that's that. I got to deal with it. I don't think it's.
I'm sorry that you had to go through this morning. You weren't on a Friday.
Well,
also,
let's just talk about. Do the math here, Jake. Could you?
Well, that's.
Let's go. What? Let's just say it's 65 cents.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah, that's what we're going to say.
Goes twice a day.
Yeah,
for coffee, right?
It's $1.30
at least twice a day, like that. So it's $1.30. So times 30, we're at what?
That's another. $39 a month on coffee alone.
No, there's going to have to be some decisions made. That's going to have to be just some decisions made. I don't know if that.
I just don't like it happened to you on a Friday. That's a Monday type of thing. Friday's an uplifting, fun day. You started off with a bummer news with coffee price.
Yeah,
raised.
Maybe it just means one coffee a day. I mean,
Jake went with. The excitement of game day eve as Northwestern rolls in there for 11 o'clock.
There's a little sarcasm in there, but it's game
exciting,
day eve.
It's exciting.
It is true. It is game day eve. It's not the most exciting day.
You're not wrong.
Thank you.
You're not wrong.
Pre-game starts at 8 a.m.
8 a.m. Yes, 8 a.m. pregame, as it was for Houston Christian.
I got it.
You were here that time before
was
this
I?
Year. Yes, you were here.
That's not that early for us to be.
No, there. No. We get our show's at 6 a.m. every day.
We sleep till 7. It's like
you're sleeping in on a Saturday.
When there's a time when all of a sudden you sleep till like 7:15,
how do you feel?
You feel, and also you feel like you wake, kind of walk around like, whoa.
What day?
And the sun's already up.
And you feel normal.
Feel normal. You do. It's like what is this?
A rare.
This is what everybody else does.
What's it like to feel like you're refreshed?
Yeah.
But no.
My whole life has been just a kick in the gut.
Yep.
It's been how are you? I mean, for the last
always tired
for the last 40 years. Hey, what's going on? Tired, for every day for 40 years. How you doing? Really tired. Every single day.
Totally relate.
We're all the same boat.
It's all you talked about.
Totally.
Like that.
I think we're all in the same boat.
Yeah. Wait till you get our age, though. Right.
I know.
Oh. Yesterday, at like 7 o'clock, I was done. If there was any news, I was gonna have to say to Sean, "I'm sorry."
It's all you, man.
I got on the couch with Sugar. It's like, okay, let's watch a little bit of this game, because Laura had to go to an event. Just me and Sugar on the couch right there. Laura had to wake me up twice. Yeah, she came home. I didn't know she came home.
Really?
Out. And I had to wake me up twice. And finally she goes, how about going to bed? And then I woke back up again. The house is dark. Sugar's on the
What time were you out?
What's that? Probably I'm going to say about like 7:45. Whoa, something like
that's
that.
That's early.
8 o'clock
beautiful.
Maybe. Like 8 o'clock maybe.
That's beautiful.
The score was 14-7.
Was
I
it
believe.
The Jaguars and
no? It was not. It was the Chargers and the Vikings, and it was a bad.
I meant the South Alabama Jaguars.
Oh, South Alabama.
They play less.
I saw about this one.
Yes, good call.
This is bad for me. You know what I did? I went NFL.
Did you?
I went
you're
NFL,
and it wasn't even good.
Yeah, it wasn't.
It
even
wasn't.
Good.
No, the Chargers won 37-10.
Carson Wentz
against the Vikings.
Carson Wentz got absolutely beat up on some of the plays. I mean, he
got pummeled.
They did not protect him at all. Yeah, and they were violent hits. It was like, oh wow.
So say they score again.
37-10. Chargers roll the Vikings.
Chargers, okay.
Chargers, yeah. It was a good night. Justin Herbert, 18-25 for 227, three touchdowns, one pick. Also ran 7 times for 62 yards in the game. Had a couple big scrambles on third down to get first downs. But Carson Wentz, yeah, got sacked 5 times in the game.
Not good.
The Vikings the Vikings had 164 yards of offense. NFL team. Yes. I mean, the Dolphins were bad against the Browns. They had over 200 yards. This is 164.
That's not good.
That's that's perfect weather, by the way. Perfect weather.
It was ugly. How about this one? What's our guy's name for the Colts now?
Danny Jones.
Danny Jones. So last year, they had Danny Jones and Sam Darnold their roster.
It did.
And now they have this.
The
Vikings. The Vikings.
God, they had Daniel Jones.
I think he was on the practice squad.
Usually wasn't even activated. They showed a picture of him. He was just standing there wasn't even dressed.
Correct.
I mean, wow.
I don't get it.
If you're a GM right now, you're going like, hang on a second here. What's going on? We had Daniel Jones here, and now he's going to the Pro Bowl, probably for the Colts.
I mean, isn't that encouraging in some ways that some teams like, you just got to find that guy. Is there another guy out there like that that's not playing that's good?
Absolutely.
They exist.
Yeah, they exist.
You should be looking.
I remember Baker Mayfield was scout team safety on the scout team.
On the Panthers.
For the Panthers. And now he'll be like...
He was playing safety?
Playing safety.
He wasn't even playing quarterback.
He was just because he had to help him walk through and help him give him a look.
What a dude.
Think about that.
Won the Heisman.
What a dude.
Was he the first overall pick by the Browns.
Pick.
Then he gets demoted to doesn't get a suit up. He gets to be the scout team.
And don't forget, he won a playoff game with the Browns. He did something they haven't done for years.
And now doing pretty well in Tampa. He's going to walk away with life with about... $400 billion in the bank.
And he's a dude.
He's not living in the snow of Cleveland in the wintertime. He's doing much better now.
Those commercials were good.
They were good. Yeah.
I loved his commercials when he was living in the stadium.
Those were good. And then you didn't see this probably, but I don't know how I saw it. I just saw it. They had a bit. The Buccaneers had a bit where they had he was dressed. He had one of those masks elaborate masks that they put on. And he showed people through the Buccaneers facility, and they didn't know it was obviously it was just supposed to be an employee. Hey. And then at the end of it,
had a COVID mask on.
No, it was an elaborate.
He had an outfit, makeup and everything.
And everything, and you didn't know it was Baker. You just thought it was an employee, and it was very elaborate. And he was funny during the tour. It was really interesting to watch. And then when they got out to the field, they're like, okay, let's throw some passes. And he was just ripping them. And people were like,
who the hell
is that? Yeah, they were freaked out. And then, of course, he whipped off the mask and people were freaked out. But it was pure Baker. He was really funny through it.
I love him.
He was funny. Yeah. It was an incredible bit if you can find it on YouTube.
Just think about that. He wasn't even
activated. I know,
He wasn't activated with Carolina.
His wife used to work at Barry's, by the way.
Well,
she was a client. She advertised with me.
Time out. This is the first we've heard about this. The Baker Mayfield's wife worked at Barry's, and she advertised. You've met her.
I know her. Yeah, yeah. Her name is Emily. Is Emily Wilkinson?
The most amazing story I've ever heard.
Werfel Burrow.
Oh yeah. Werfel's going to school here. Burrow's going to school here, and now we find out Baker Mayfield's wife advertised with Jake.
Lincoln Lore.
Yes. Could you text her maybe right now?
No, I don't know. I don't think she'd probably remember who I am. This is years ago, but she did have, she paid money to the station to advertise. She was the GM at Barry's at that time. The Barry's in the Haymarket.
How did they meet?
She's from Omaha. She went to UNL, was the GM at Barry's, decided she wanted to, get a change, went out to California, met Baker, I believe, at one of the bowl games out there. I forget what bowl they were playing in California, but they met there, and... Within six months, they were engaged, basically. And they've been happily married for the last, 9 years or so. No, that's not right. 7 years?
Whatever it is.
Seven years?
Yeah, that's not the story.
But I can show email correspondence between me and his wife on advertising. Advertising purely. From 2014 or 15.
This
Emily Wilkinson, Emily Mayfield.
That is almost
crazy. She's a very, very, very nice person. Very nice person. Wow. Always was.
Can we please, if possible, Rudy, could you please send an email to the Buccaneers and see if there's a way that we can get in touch with her to see if she'll come on air to talk to us. I'm not kidding about this. It'd be incredible.
I bet you remember it. I guarantee she would.
She would have. Yeah, you don't forget that stuff. You don't. You don't all of a sudden forget that I used to be the manager at Barry's. You don't forget that. Then I advertise.
You don't forget albinos.
No, you don't. That's Jake.
Can't forget that.
Yeah, she said that. She goes, I remember Jake really well. He's an albino.
Really pale. Yeah. Pale guy with white hair.
Yeah, so walk in there and see this pale guy, very tall. And
he, not that tall.
I think he was a golfer.
Pretty tall.
6'1" is not that tall.
Pretty tall. Is it? Oh, tall for an albino.
No, fine.
How do we get?
So yeah,
I might be able to. I can. The GM is Jason Light, and he's a friend of mine.
Yeah, so
I might
he's
be able
a Nebraska
to,
guy. Yeah.
Yeah. So I might be able to. I might be able to
reach out to him.
I might be able to reach out to
get Baker and her on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both of them.
I mean,
time.
I don't know. Would you just want Emily?
I just want Emily.
Yeah. That's fine. I don't want to. Yeah.
Because the storyline is Barry's.
I would bet right. that she would do that.
I bet she would too.
There's a part of me that wants Baker on there.
Of course, we could maybe work up to Baker. How about that?
I don't
that?
Know. We'd have to discuss it in like a staff meeting. Emily's original.
Do we have a staff meeting? When is this staff meeting that we're supposed to be at? Because I've not been at one. So let me know.
We've never had.
Am I missing a staff meeting?
No, you're not.
Can you imagine all of a sudden Jay going, I remember after the show today, a staff meeting. Like, what?
You'd start laughing.
I would. What?
No.
We're meeting at 5:30 on Tuesday. Staff meeting. Mandatory.
I still think that the Vikings, despite getting blown out, had a better day than Terry Rozier and Chauncey Billups. So that was the news of the day yesterday.
And also,
they didn't get arrested. So good job, Vikings. You lost the game, but you're not going to jail.
No felonies
That's a
for
win.
The Vikings.
Chauncey should have listened to us.
Yeah.
He's 49.
Yeah, still. I'm going to say this, too. It's easy to say right now. This isn't like a profound statement, but this will go much deeper.
Oh, God, yeah. The surface level is not good, though.
And there'll be other sports.
Yes. Yeah, this is
there'll
not
be just, other sports.
Yep. Yeah.
This is going to be all of a sudden like... Ooh.
I'd watch the NFL. I mean, if you're Goodell, you're on... You're what? I'd watch that. I'd watch them. This won't be the only sport.
So I listened to... This is very odd for me. So this morning, because I had the ticket on.
Maggie and Perloff.
So when I'm
sorry?
When
Maggie and Perloff.
When I got into the car... That was on, and then they were talking about the scandal. And
two scandals.
It was fun.
It's a scandal.
It was fun.
Two scandals.
They said a couple things. One was the interesting was, they said that when people bet the unders on Rozier, because he's like, hey, I'm gonna take Terry myself Rozier. Out of the game and do this or that. That there were some guys that went and bet like $200,000 cash. Took a duffel bag to the casino of cash.
Yeah.
That wouldn't tip anything off at all, would it? I mean, that was remarkable.
Well, then one of the guys who won all the money, his name is Vez, drove all night to Terry Rozier's house with the bag of money to count it with Terry. That's the allegation.
How do you not think there's going to be some sort of trail on that? Like, how dumb can you be?
I don't know.
When you have that kind of money being thrown out.
Billups' thing is even more wild. It's not, you know, he wasn't point shaving or doing anything
but
with
that's under. Still under invest. There's still allegations that, okay. that he was in, but the other part with the poker
game, rigged poker game, high level, bilked people out of $7 million. Yeah, high level too. I mean, elaborate stuff involving four of the crime families. You know, the four major crime families. Wow, it's a freak show. And you think it was coincidence that they unveiled this on the day of the opening day essentially of the NBA? That no, there was no coincidence. That was on purpose.
Now Rozier was on the Heat roster for that game. He did not play because of coach's decision.
And Chauncey coached against the Timberwolves.
Yeah, they're done for a while, if not forever.
I can imagine a couple of years from just trying to get a couple phone calls, trying to get back in,
I think we saw the end of a career.
I mean, innocent until proven guilty. But yes. If there's an indictment, they have a lot on you. And it's an investigation that's been going on for years, 2 years, 3 years. So they have a lot.
Maggie and Perloff mentioned it. They go, hey, when those guys show up, as we said, in the FBI windbreakers, yeah. It gets pretty real.
Oh, real. Yeah.
If you just have the commissioner, the assistant commissioner come and talk to you, there's no power subpoena. There's nothing. That's like, yeah, it sounds good. But when the three letters show up in a windbreaker.
That's trouble.
They're sweet windbreakers, too. They look like they're lined.
Cash Patel was wearing one. And also the U.S. Attorney's Office is involved. The whole thing's involved. Ugh. Be rough.
Yeah. Certainly this is the first day. It'll be more to
Bill's
come.
Bill's right, though. There'll be more.
That was quite a shock to end our show yesterday about that information. Anything else idle chit-chat at all?
Nope. I don't think so.
Kind of wraps it up for me.
Okay.
It really does.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag. Do you need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run their sprayer for you? 738 Ag runs the whole show. Custom application included. Learn more today at 738ag.com.
Joey showed off a little bit. I'll have to get the videos for you guys to see, but he did. You know, he did the part with just your wrist.
Oh, yes.
How about you know what he did yesterday in the combine? Knee.
No, he didn't.
Oh, come on,
Joey. Yeah, but you know, sometimes you have the knee on the steering wheel.
I don't do that, but yeah.
But sometimes you're trying to open something. We've all done it.
It's like, okay, you're right.
I'm going to put my leg in the knee. Like that. Joey was steering with his knee.
Oh,
he's showing off a little bit. Yeah, some hijinks out. Farmer hijinks.
He's got that, like, corner cockiness.
Yeah, but yeah, arrogant but confident and also very trustworthy.
Right.
Very trustworthy. He knows his corn. Thank you, Joey.
So does he?
Hey guys, it's Jake Thornton. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game. Delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Work through the weekend.
Oh, yeah, there's no weekends in harvest.
That's 7 days a week.
There's no like that. There's no Friday at 5 o'clock on harvest. It's go time right now. Because also, if you notice, we got some rain in the forecast.
I did see that.
And a little bit Saturday, but I think like Tuesday it is, Jake.
Let me check that out.
I think there's a high, like 70% chance. So, yeah, you do. It's time to go.
Oh, yeah, Monday through Thursday, chance of rain.
Yeah, so that's not good. It'll gum up.
Say that again.
Monday through Thursday, there's a chance of rain, at least 50% chance every day for rain.
Ooh, that's going to be.
And just hot in the mid-50s also.
That's going to be dreary next week.
Isn't that going to be
something? Look at him. He's like, yes.
Just bring it on. Let's dance.
What about sugar, though?
Sugar loves it. It's like putting a new battery in her.
And you don't mind because you have a system where you clean her.
What's that? Yes, we have a system.
Don't have a lot of mud on that side of town, so we do.
We have mud.
No, you don't.
Oh, yeah. The number of times. And also.
We have mud.
Here's the best part,
not
too.
Not on that side.
Here's the best part. We have plenty of mud.
Do you?
Also, we do. And
I'll tell you what,
I'll bring some in Monday. I'm going to bring some mud in.
We'll see the mud.
I'll bring mud in. How about, do you talk to Bolt this way when you're walking and she gets close to, whoa, can't get, don't go in the mud.
What do you think?
And you actually say it to her, don't you? You say it like, as if Sugar and Bullet go, my bad, I hear you. No, you have to kind of work him with the leash a little bit.
Quick update on Bullet, by the way, ankle injury.
Is it?
It's an ankle. That's what Trix diagnosed it. He's better, but he was one day away. We were taking him in. One day away, but yesterday he showed improvement.
Front right. Okay, front right.
He's incredibly smart. Yeah, and I think he jumped off the couch and landed wrong.
Yeah, it's a big. Well, I had asked the question when I took Sugar in for a checkup, right? That to see the surgeon when he went through the whole deal and got an incredible checkup.
ACL
injury at that. So I go, Okay, I just need to ask you this, and this is pretty embarrassing. Because you said you mentioned that she's probably going to blow her other ace in the other leg. It's going to happen like that. That's just kind of 50% chance it happens. I go, so they have four legs. I said, only two ACLs? He goes, not a bad question. He goes, yes.
Front.
It's just the back legs. It's just the back legs.
I quite never thought about that.
Think about
it. Wait a second. Why is it not the front?
No, fronts don't have ACLs.
Just the back.
Oh,
just the back.
So rule out ACL on bowling.
So another day, what did I tell you? I go, hold it. Was she jumping off something? I go, that sounds ACL to me.
Uh-huh.
But there's no ACL in the front leg.
No,
I
didn't front.
And I will say this. The surgeon did look at me like going, trust me, I've been asked this 5,000 times.
So there's no way it's a knee issue.
What's that?
With bullets.
It's not an ACL, no. Ligaments are intact. It's
Trix,
an ankle.
Good job, Trix. Yeah. She diagnoses an ankle. Got some puffiness.
Jake, did you know there was no ACLs?
No, I just learned something right now. Thank you. I had no idea.
I just learned something too. Thank you.
Sirius Surgeon Center in Omaha. Yes.
Okay, thank you, Bill. Dang, that rules out that.
What else do we do?
Sometimes
after
we do
idle
something.
Chit chat on Fridays, gentlemen. What do we
Should
do?
Should we involve everybody?
Yeah. What
Say
do we
it,
do?
Bill. Say it.
What's that?
The what call.
The call. Roll call. Text us right now. Your name, your age, where you're listening from, and what else do we want today from the Breakers?
We're going old people here now.
Old people.
Yes.
Which one would you like to see? Would you like the youth to understand? Which one would you like to see? And this is school. And I brought it up to you guys yesterday. Would you like them to be able to use and understand the guillotine paper cutter,
which is
incredible?
Okay.
Would you like them to understand the overhead?
Oh,
or would
yeah.
you like them to understand the mimeograph, which was called the Ditto machine, which was the purple ink? Remember that back when you made copies with the purple ink? That was
That one's a little obscure.
A little obscure.
I'm going with the guillotine.
The guillotine like that.
That thing was.
I've used that.
Oh. Not shouldn't be in a school.
No, in the
terrifying.
Grid. How about the grid?
It's
and it
terrifying.
Was also the weight. What would you think? What would you have put the weight at? The whole
25
thing?
25 pounds? Or no, the thing?
The whole thing.
60 pounds?
60
it's
pounds.
It's very, very heavy.
It was a heavy, hard wood.
Yeah.
And then also the guillotine was like, and it had that little guide thing to it, but you could line it up on the back end.
The guillotine could literally chop your head off.
It was.
Let alone a finger.
It chopped fingers off all
and
the
you
time,
were
I'm
sent
sure.
in. You were sent in third grade to cut some paper. To do this, and here's what we're using.
You came back like this.
This is what we're using. So the three are.
I'm going guillotine.
The guillotine paper cutter, the overhead, mm-hmm. or the mimeograph, which is it was called. Jake, you two.
I don't know that one.
It's called
the
Ditto
the
machine.
Two.
And you had a master, and you put it on there. Sometimes it was hand, and then it went to power, but it just. That's how he made the copies. This is before the.
I don't know that one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So I guess for me, it's that one.
You
I know
didn't
the
have
first,
those? We had them.
Pender.
I had them all the way into high school.
I know the overhead very well, and of course,
the
guillotine
Xerox
press. Because
the Xerox machine didn't make an appearance until late high school.
The overhead could be a debacle for because a teacher would just scribble on there, and you'd be like, what
I
is
can't
that?
See. Yeah. So we sometimes used to use them in coaching, and you're just staring into this bright light. It was horrible. Then you wound it. And then you had the teachers would go back and they'd have to wipe it all down and clean it all off like that. The overhead.
Four,
they'd wheel it in on a cart.
What's that?
Right?
Wheeled in on a cart. Absolutely. It's on a cart. Yeah, always on a cart.
402-464-5685 or on YouTube. We'll go to YouTube first. I'm going. People think I always forget them here. Not today. Because we actually have a starred comment, too. It's paying $1.99 for the comment. That's to help you with your coffee, they say.
Oh,
wow.
God. Thank you.
Coffee prices. Helping you pay for your coffee.
Do I reap that?
That's from Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie.
Charlie says that. Okay. Also from YouTube, we've got Tyler and GI, age 29, says, I would say overhead projector.
Okay.
They stopped using those, but damn, those were better times.
Those are better times.
Thanks for saying that.
Yeah. Better times.
Bolt goes with the guillotine sharpener as well.
Bolt, thanks for coming in the other day.
Yeah, thanks for coming in and clarifying some stuff.
He got
but
a little
in the
feisty.
End, and in the end, though, Bolt, you gave a song a really bad grade. So, you're still not high on our list.
The whole thing was confusing. But
Troy says, I'm in Rock County, age 58. The printer with the crank, the smell of the ink. I'm
going
with that one.
So when you used to get it, you know what you used to do? You'd smell the
I'm
paper.
Trying to think about
Yeah,
this.
And it was purple. It was purple. Sometimes the question would be smeared because it was wet ink that you got. True story.
No, I know you're talking. Yeah. I know that thing.
Do you?
Yeah, I know that thing now.
Yeah. It's called the Ditto machine.
Okay. The Ditto machine.
Charlie in Wisconsin, 860, says, Ditto machine. And yes, it's intoxicating scent. Better times.
Interesting.
Better times. Intoxicating scent.
Steven in Hondo, Texas, just like our friend Genghis, says the guillotine. Nels in Montana, age 48. Samurai paper cutter for sure.
Oh, the
guillotine.
Samurai.
We got fake cheese in Greeley, Colorado.
Okay, let me see this.
Age 36, guillotine.
Got a photo of the Ditto machine.
Got it there?
Oh, yeah. That was big.
Columbus, they didn't.
And also, chime in on this, Breakers. The ink was in a cartridge, a big cartridge that you had to put in the top of it. It was a purple ink is what it was.
I've seen that thing.
Yeah.
What was it for? Like, what was the...
It'd be like you're having a quiz or a test. Yes. It'd be for a test. Yep. You'd print them off.
Yep.
Yeah, it'd be test day. And then also, you figured out, what my buddies would figure out, when the teachers got done with the master copy because it was wet, they would throw it in the trash like that.
Oh, boy.
So... Okay, let's see if we can find it in the trash.
Jim in Indiana, mimeograph. Alan in Florida, paper cutter. Avery in Mullen, guillotine. Justin Seward, paper cutter. From the text line now, we got about a million people texted in. Let me get to the bottom of this real quick.
Thank you.
Casey and Seward doing fitness right now, by the way, age 39.
In the garage?
I don't know for sure where he's at. But he says projector for sure, overhead projector. He said the light bulb on those things could start a fire on the sun.
Oh, they were incredible. That's incredible.
Travis in Panama City Beach, overhead projector, jockstrap, also doing fitness
the strap.
In his basement.
The strap.
Guillotine. People are working out, listening to sports talk radio. I like that.
Talking about 1970s school equipment.
And jockstraps.
Paul in Kansas says guillotine, for sure. Sean in Eagle, overhead projector. Les at the airport says 66 years old. Just give me what he wants. Just, I'm here.
Well, Les at
He's
the airport.
Here.
Les at the airport. When I have to go to Shields today, so I'm going to ask him, where are the jockstraps?
Do they still have
them? I don't know if they've had, but I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to ask, though.
Good question.
With a straight face.
With a straight face.
Not laughing.
Excuse me, where are the jockstraps?
Yeah.
Over here, question.
I don't know if they still
have. I don't know.
I don't know why they wouldn't.
Ryan in Delaware, overhead projector. Rosebud in Elmwood says overhead projector. A lot of projectors so far.
I'm a little surprised there's not more guillotines.
We've had quite a few, but lately it's been the projector.
The overhead had such a lasting impression, and that was almost sometimes
so
daily.
So to speak.
Yeah.
Doug in Idaho says the Ditto machine.
Okay. Smell.
Sitting in the cold tub, Matt says a purple ink on the Ditto machine.
Yep. Smells.
Sitting in the cold tub. God, the Breakers are...
They're out doing stuff. They're listening to it.
Kyle in Boston, age 22, overhead projector. That thing was incredible. He's pretty young, too, at 22.
Please come to Boston.
He's 22.
She said no.
Pete in Chattanooga.
Won't you come back to
Why would he be listening?
You butchered it bad.
She just said no.
Pete Chattanooga, why would he be listening to the show?
I don't know. Why? I don't get it.
He says paper cutter, better times, age 74. Lou Orlando, age 80. Boston. Paper cutter, better times, guillotine.
Boston, Orlando, Chattanooga.
Pretty good. Pecan pie driving west on I-80 with my knee. The mimeograph, dittograph, whatever you call that
thing. His knee.
Driving with his on west on I-80.
Be careful.
Joe in Boulder, age 64. The guillotine had a sweet sound when it cut everything, but I'm also for the overhead on this one.
Overhead's
the sound
winning.
Was great.
Yeah.
Overhead's winning.
And then if you tried to cut too much at one time, though, it'd throw it off.
Did it?
It did, yeah.
Tim,
obviously the son of teachers.
What's that? Well, Dad, Ron. Yeah. Sharon was not Ron.
Well, what's Sharon do?
But that, she ran the bank.
Oh, she ran the bank.
She ran the bank.
Bankers?
She ran the bank.
That explains the wealth.
And then she ran the hospital, too, in Creighton.
Okay.
She ran the hospital.
Tim administrator. Okay.
Tim in Dallas, overhead projector all day. We got Big Bird at the YMCA in Columbus working out fitness. Paper cutter, but all three are better times, he says.
Yeah, they are.
Big Bird.
He's just a Y.
Les in Lincoln, age 73, paper cutter, made paper airplanes after those as well.
Yeah.
Dan in South, we have a Lincoln listener. Dan in South Lincoln.
We have a Lincoln listener.
30, the guillotine for sure.
God, thanks for listening.
Rod in South Lincoln, overhead projector.
Okay.
Greg in Edgar, Iowa. I don't know where Edgar,
Where's
Iowa is
Edgar,
at.
Iowa?
Don't pretend you know.
In reference to Okoboji.
He says mimeograph on that one.
Jake says he doesn't know.
I don't know. I've never heard of Edgar,
Des Moines?
Iowa.
Des Moines? I don't know. I heard it's out there.
Jay in Denver, guillotine for sure. Bob in Crowley, Texas.
Crowley?
Says guillotine on that one.
My guess is that's East Texas.
We have somebody listening from the country of Italy. Chris in Sicily, Italy says, overhead projector. My dad was a school teacher for 30 plus years and taught his whole class using the overhead projector.
Oh, thank you. How about this one, Steve?
Sicily.
In the middle of the practice, I mean, middle of class, and the light went out. You're pretty excited. You're like, oh, man, hey, this kind of shut things down for a little bit. And remember the fan had a fan because it was so hot.
Yep.
It was so hot. That thing, it was like an easy bake oven up there.
We've got Harry and Hyannis, paper cutter for that one.
Okay.
Bill loves Hyannis on the hill.
Love it. Bill, the whole city, town, the whole city is on built on a hill.
It's Hyannis.
Yeah, Hyannis.
And Chet in Nebraska City says
Chet
guillotine on that one. That is your roll call. Sponsored by Madsen's Bowling and Billiards.
Oh, Sarah.
Go see her. Sarah, the spirit animal of Lincoln. Yes. And Irwin Sweeney. That's just out the 48th
Pocket
and Holders.
Billiards.
They've got the Scaryoki karaoke next Friday. So if you don't want to go out and trick-or-treat from 7 p.m. to 2 a.m., they've got karaoke, great food, great prizes at Madsen's Halloween.
Are costumes encouraged for that?
They are encouraged. Yeah, there's a costume contest. Yeah.
Scaryoki.
And Scaryoki.
I like this very much.
So thank you. Go see Sarah, just out the 48th and Holdridge. Matt Rhule spoke yesterday. Sip, you were not there.
Were you there, Steve?
You were in Fremont.
I was in Fremont.
You were in Fremont.
Yeah, Fremont was great, by the way. Thank you, everybody that came. It was packed.
Was there a
questions
luncheon?
Questions were a little rough.
Was there a luncheon?
Yeah, I didn't. I got there too late to eat. I would have liked to enjoy
it. What was the luncheon?
I don't even know. Oh, ham. It was ham. I saw somebody eating ham and mashed potatoes, probably. It was good.
Matt Rhule.
Oh, they had a peach cobbler. They're telling me to eat the peach cobbler. I just didn't have time. I showed up late, as usual. Anyway.
It's not like you.
A couple things from Matt Rhule. How do you practice not getting sacked? Matt Rhule yesterday after the media.
That was a question. Everybody doing their job at a high level. Obviously, the sacks in the previous games have thrown us out of rhythm. It's just every guy, it's you versus him. You got to block the guy in front of you. You also have to get the play call. It's just us being efficient, playing good football.
Okay. How has practice gone this week, Matt Rhule?
Yeah, I don't think they took the gas off of practice. I never felt that way last week. I don't feel that way this week. They've practiced at a high level. Practice a little different last week in that it was a short week. I mean, the best thing they can do is what I've done is only think about last week when you guys ask about it, just try to move forward. But understanding that what happened last week has to spur us forward.
He didn't like the suggestion. A couple of his players said they took the foot off the gas in practice last week. He didn't like that suggestion. That he said we didn't take the foot off the gas. So, but whatever. Keep going.
Update on Rocco Spindler from Matt Rhule yesterday.
Rocco's as tough as they come. He wants to play, so he'll go out and play as long as he can. He's handled it this week, so we'll just see how the game goes. He broke his finger, ran off the field, tried to get him to adjust it back into his hand. had to take him to an emergency room to do it. Came back and was in the locker room, and just saying, "Coach, I'm so sorry. What happened? More concerned about the game than anything else. He's a winner."
Break is the top of his finger. Clean break. At the bone just.
So what? Which finger?
I don't know. I saw a picture of the.
Gotcha.
What do you call it? The X-ray?
Yes.
Yeah, it was a clean.
I'd like to have an orthopedic chime in because I would think that would be better because the first thing I thought it was his thumb.
No.
And I would think the thumb would be worse than the finger. But each
finger.
Any time that you have to. Because here's the thing with offensive linemen. What do they use every snap? Their hands. Their hands are on people every snap. So
how do you do it with a cast?
Yeah, so how do you do it? They have to have some sort of a major cast, splint, something, because it's an issue.
Yeah.
It's an issue.
100%. Yeah, how do you do that? How do you do it? How do you grab?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Matt Rhule, how have lessons from the past games helped you get through this week? Matt Rhule yesterday.
Every week, win or lose, you have to move on from the previous week. As I said, the only time I think about last week is when I'm sitting here with you guys. And respectfully, my whole week is on Northwestern, right? If we would have won last week, if we would have lost last week, if what happened last week changes your level of preparation, then you weren't doing enough to begin with. And so, our guys work really hard. Anybody who said, we didn't practice, I think sometimes they don't know how to answer. I listen to some of the questions, they don't know how to answer them. They want to give you guys something. We got in the game last week, and it was a close ball game deep into the third quarter, which we have to become very comfortable with. Maybe we didn't expect that, which is all we expect. But they know what's coming in here. They know that this is a team that's won four straight, went to Happy Valley and beat Penn State, shut out Purdue, beat a hot UCLA team. They know how good Northwestern is.
Yeah. How about the Malcolm Hartzog news? Malcolm Hartzog's going to have surgery. for an abductor, like a abdominal type thing.
I don't know. It's his groin, so it's an. I don't know if that's abductor or adductor. It's one of those words, but you know, so it'll be sort of like a one of those core muscle injuries that you can come back from. You know, usually in about 6 or so weeks. But you know, you're asking kids to make bets on the future that they don't know. You know, and so honestly, it'll probably take someone like last year going to court and suing to have the rule be remedied. And you know, I know like our basketball coaches, our football coach, we're all trying to figure out like, hey, as you're taking care of, you know, coaching your team as best you can this year, but getting ready for next year, hey, what will that mean? So I think it'll pass at some point. But as I said, you know, my job is to do right by every kid on this team as best I can. And all I know right now is that it didn't pass.
So Hartsog set probably to red shirt. He's talking about the 5-for-5 eligibility rule, which didn't happen. The NC shelving it. The 5-for-5 where guys just could play 5 years. It's shelved for whatever reason. But that's, yeah. But Hartsog's out, which I expected. Hartsog's out. That means
has he played since the first game? Or
the
not?
First play, he played 2 games.
Okay, he played against Akron then?
Yeah, he played 2 games, and then he's been hurt since then. So that's why Sierra Rise is playing slot. You know, he's playing in the slot.
I would imagine you're still, in my opinion, Nebraska's probably in the 90 percentile of good health.
Sure.
When you can, I mean, yeah, Rock was out, but not out.
It's a little more. They've gotten a little bit more into the injury bug thing,
but
though.
Still not bad.
But if you compare him to other teams,
other teams. Yeah. Shavers is also banged up, but it sounds like Shavers might be okay. But he played very sparingly against Minnesota. Rock, I don't know how Rocco's going to do this. And then if it's not Rocco, I imagine it's Tyler Knack again. But they practice 4 guys.
I'd watch him very closely early on and see what.
Are you going to be watching him?
Well, you have to. I want to see what that looks like on his hand and see. Hey,
where will you? What section?
I'll be in Northeast Stadium.
Northeast Stadium,
yeah, about section 39 or so.
Section 39. Check in with Jake if you guys are in that section.
Make sure I'm watching.
He'll be watching Spindler closely.
Make sure I'm watching that and I'll give you a report.
East. Okay. Yeah.
Mostly north. The east side of North Stadium.
You sit over there a lot, right?
Yes, I do.
I always thought you were south. I don't know why I thought that.
Not since college for South Stadium.
Okay, so you'll be watching that.
Yes.
That's good to keep track of that. I like that.
And before we get to break, if you are hungry right now, which I know you are, you're always hungry, Sip, for breakfast, brunch, or lunch, in downtown Lincoln, where would you send the Breakers?
The Bird!
Early Bird is open at 19th and K. They've got breakfast.
Not Leisure Bird.
Breakfast, tacos, waffles, French toast, pancakes. Don't forget chicken fried steak, which is smothered.
Oh boy. There it is. Oh boy. There it is. They've been open for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Get in there.
Still smothered chicken fried steak in there.
How that sounds good. Boat of gravy. How about getting a bonus gravy? I'll have the chicken fried steak smothered. I'll have a bonus boat of gravy.
A boat.
And they will do that for you.
Yes.
And on top of that, if you were smart, you'd probably add on the world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
Stop by today.
My voice is not
it's
good.
Open until 2 p.m. 7 days a week, 6:30 to 2 p.m. Early Bird, 19th K.
When we prepare for that coffee price at McDonald's.
It is time for Aging Gracefully next on Early Break and the Ticket.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.